Chairman Bingaman and members of the committee, I am honored to appear before you as President Obama's nominee to be the solicitor of the Department of the Interior. I ask for your consent to his nomination. I thank you for providing me with the opportunity to present to you my background and qualifications for this position. For the past year, I've been a stay-at-home mom, and I've taught a seminar at the University of New Mexico School of Law. For the majority of my career, I have served in the public sector. I have represented the United States and the state of New Mexico. I also have represented various Indian tribes and pueblos. I have expertise in the areas of environmental law, natural resources, water, and Indian law, as well as experience in the areas of constitutional law, administrative law, and the legislative process. I have considerable litigation experience as well. I also have the experience of serving as a political appointee at the highest levels of the state of New Mexico government. As chief counsel to Governor Bill Richardson of the state of New Mexico, I was responsible for advising the governor on all legal matters, as well as managing a legal team and overseeing the general counsels in 31 state agencies. From this experience, I understand the importance of providing unbiased and intellectually honest advice to a chief executive and to governmental agencies. I believe in working in a collaborative fashion and meeting with the interested parties, affected communities, experts, and elected officials to learn the best solution to often difficult and complex issues. If I am confirmed, I will bring these experiences and values to the position of solicitor. I understand that the Department of the Interior presents its own unique set of challenges, where the balancing of competing interests is a frequent occurrence and the multitude of issues can be staggering at times. I am prepared to take on these challenges. I have and will always have an open mind, a strong work ethic, and a commitment to providing the best legal advice to my client and to my country. I also will have the benefit of working with the exceptional attorneys in the solicitor's office. On a personal note, I was born on the Navajo reservation to a family that was burdened with the social ills of alcoholism and poverty. When I met my birth mother, she told me that she did not want me to grow up in that situation, and that was why she gave me up for adoption as a baby. I was fortunate to be placed with wonderful, caring parents who raised me in southern New Jersey. It was far from Indian country, but I never forgot where I came from. At times, it was difficult being a Native American without a culture or a community. I distinctly remember visiting the Natural History Museum here in Washington, D.C. as a young child and seeing a display of Navajo Indians behind a pane of glass. I wanted to climb into the scene spread out before me and become a part of it, but at the same time, I felt like it was foreign. It was the support and love and guidance of my parents that allowed me to navigate this world and find my place in it. I attended Dartmouth College, in part to join their Native American student program and learn more about my heritage. As a young adult, I reconnected with my roots and lived on the Navajo reservation. I learned about my Navajo culture, which at its core stresses the importance of living in harmony with the earth. I went to law school after practicing in the Navajo tribal courts as a lay practitioner, an opportunity provided to tribal members who passed the Navajo bar exam. It is because of these experiences that I am able to adapt and exist in different worlds. As a lawyer, I am able to inhabit these worlds with a duty and purpose. It would be the greatest honor and a privilege to serve the United States as solicitor of the Department of the Interior. Thank you, Chairman, for the opportunity to testify before you and all of the committee members today. I stand ready to answer any questions you may have.